From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. My name is Jake Longwell. It's good to have you with us. On today's program, we'll be listening to three long-form compositions in the realm of free jazz and free improvised music. We'll open the program with a trio fronted by sax man Roscoe Mitchell. Roscoe is best known for his long association with the Art Ensemble of Chicago. In 1978, he released a double album on the Nessa label, the album named for the three compositions which take up the recording, LRG, The Maze, and S2 Examples. LRG, the initials standing for Leo, Roscoe, George, is a two-part piece for brass and woodwind instruments. Now, the music on this album is not purely improvised, so it's not as chaotic or freeform as one might expect from a Roscoe Mitchell recording. This recording consists of pre-composed and predetermined material which drives the improvisations that result. We'll listen to part one of LRG featuring Roscoe Mitchell on a variety of saxophones, as well as flutes, clarinets, and even oboe. Leo Smith, later Wadada Leo Smith, on trumpet, pocket trumpet, and flugelhorn. And George Lewis on lower-end brass instruments, including trombone, tuba, and sousaphone. LRG Part 1 from Roscoe Mitchell. Thank you.
Thank you.
An example of free jazz with some pre-composed elements. Part one of LRG, featuring Roscoe Mitchell on a variety of reeds, Leo Smith on assorted trumpets, and George Lewis featured on lower end brass instruments. LRG, a two-part piece taking up the first record in this two-record set that is the album LRG, The Maze, S2 Examples, a 1978 recording. The Maze is a percussion-oriented piece featuring some typical and many not-so-typical percussion instruments, and featuring a variety of free jazz pioneers, not just Roscoe Mitchell, but Joseph Jarman, Anthony Braxton, and Henry Threadgill, among others. The final composition in this double album, S2 Examples, is an improvisation for solo soprano sax from Roscoe Mitchell. We will rewind our time machine from 1978 to 1968 now, and we'll go from listening to a trio to a quintet, the Free Music Quintet. This was a Dutch quintet comprised of Boy Rijmakers on trumpet and bugle, Peter van der Locht on tenor and soprano sax, Erwin Sommer doubling on vibes and violin, Ferdinand Rickers on bass, and Pierre Corbois, later of Association PC, on drums and percussion. In 1968, in June of that year to be exact, they recorded sessions in a brick barn in Baarn, the Netherlands, and the sessions were released on the ESP disc label as the album Free Music 1 and 2. And as we just listened to LRG Part 1, we will listen now to Free Music Number 2. Thank you. Free Music Number 2. taking up all of side two of the LP Free Music 1 and 2, performed by the Dutch Free Music Quintet. The sessions recorded in 1968 and released that same year on the ESP Disc label. At the time, ESP Disc was just beginning to earn a serious reputation in the realm of free jazz. And to this day, well over four decades later, they still have that same outstanding reputation. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, the best way to do that is by email. Our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. If you'd like to view the playlist for this show, or if you'd like to listen to this or any other past program at your convenience, you can do all of that by visiting our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. I'll give that to you once more, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. For our final offering this hour, we will fast forward from 1968 to 1974. And this piece will be a bit shorter than the previous two, but it will still take up a bit of time. As we turn to the Japanese pianist Takahiro Honda and his album Salam Salam. It was released in 1974 on the East Wind label. As the title of the album implies, this is more spiritually oriented and inspired free improvised music. One thing that makes this album stand out is that a lot of the post-John Coltrane free jazz that was spiritually oriented was composed for larger ensembles, but this album features a piano, bass, and drums trio. But don't let the scarcity of instrumentation discourage you. This music is just as powerful as any larger-scale production. With Takahiro Honda on piano, Juni Booth on bass, and Eric Gravett on drums, this is the opening cut of Side A, Minors Only. Thank you. music from Takahiro Honda on piano, with Junie Booth and Eric Gravett, respectively, from the LP Salam Salam, a 1974 Japanese release, we heard Miners Only. And that will round out this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for your company. I look forward to your company again soon for another journey into the wide and varied world of modern and progressive jazz, whether it be free improvisation, the avant-garde, jazz rock fusion, or whatever else we might be able to come up with along the way. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.